Gavin Newsom tells Democrats not to vote on recall candidate question. By Joel B. Polak on August 10, 2021. Embattled incumbent Governor Gavin Newsom, D, is telling supporters not to vote on a second question on the ballot in the September 14 recall election, in which voters are asked which candidate should replace him. "We're just focusing on no on the recall, leaving the rest blank," Newsom said Monday, as reported by Politico. Newsom was speaking from a homeless encampment in Berkeley, trying to show voters that he cares about what many identify as the state's number one problem, and prompting critics to quip that it took a recall effort to spur him to act. Recent polls show that likely voters in California are warming to the idea of recalling the governor, with one poll suggesting a majority backed the idea, and several polls showing that a majority Hispanic voters already want him gone. Newsom wants his supporters only to focus on the first of two questions on the ballot, which will be mailed to all registered voters starting in mid-August, under pandemic rules that were extended earlier this year. The first question, labeled California Gubernatorial Recall Election, will read, original emphasis, "Shall Gavin Newsom be recalled, removed, from the office of governor? Vote yes or no." The second question will read, original emphasis, "Candidates to succeed Gavin Newsom as governor if he is recalled, vote for one." Over 40 candidates then follow. In an odd quirk, Newsom will not appear on the recall ballot as a Democrat, after his lawyers made a filing error. One reason he may want voters not to consider the second question is that there are several Democrats among those vying to replace him. One is real estate investor Kevin Paffrath, a YouTuber who led a recent poll among possible Newsom replacements. Conservative talk radio host Larry Elder, a Republican, has led most other polls, prompting Newsom to begin attacking Elder directly. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.